Penguin Random House Audio presents I'm Fine and Other Lies. This is the author, Whitney Cummings. For all the voices in my head who told me I could never write a book, this book is for you. Introduction. When I was about 12 years old, one of my favorite things to do, besides making desperate audition tapes for MTV's The Real World, was going to yard sales and perusing strangers' junk. I, of course, mean peruse the stuff they were selling, although I'm sure I also checked out a couple of dudes' actual junk on more than one occasion, given I was a very curious child, and this was before porn was free. I just loved looking at the tables of old trinkets and fabricating a narrative of what the sellers' lives were like. Old skis, a chessboard, and dusty encyclopedias inspired me to fantasize about the sellers' mysterious lives. Maybe they were detectives or spies or on the run from the law for some glamorous crime they'd committed. In retrospect, I now realize they were probably just going through a divorce and needed to get rid of their ex's shit ASAP. But at the time, this activity was a romantic escape from reality and perhaps the first evidence that I wanted to make up stories for a living. I was also a pathological liar until I was like 15, but that's a way less sexy genesis of my occupation. During one of these garbage ogling sessions, I came across a book called Couplehood by Paul Reiser. At the time, I was too young to know who Paul Reiser was, and some of you still might be, which is very annoying, but in this book, he hilariously recounted the daily confusions and humiliations of being in a committed relationship. At that point in my life, I had never been in a committed relationship.